from Atlanta to go to Dallas to watch a game with you on television?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is quite the bond you two have.
Hey, we win every time we watch a football game together. I told him he needs to come out next week for the Georgia game.
Yes, and then if they win that, we'll take up a collection as a radio family, and we'll get him there for the A&M game and then for the Alabama game.
Hey, let's do it. I'm down. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go. Hey, man, I want to know, what do you think about the offensive line with Chance Hall and Jack Jones in pretty much after the second quarter? After
yep.
the second quarter, I mean, we really started pushing the ball. Dobbs finally got mobile. I don't know why we haven't done that more this year.
Let me ask Cinco that. Cinco, what do you think about them finally solidifying and landing on, it looks like, a five there that really established things in the second half?
Well, I, to be quite honest with you, I couldn't really tell. We were watching it on TV outside, you know, hit and miss there. But, you've got four pretty tough guys up there with Hall, Jayshon, Wiseman, and Jack Jones. And that's not to say anything against Kendrick, because I think he's a left tackle, and that's just a different animal. But, if those guys are healthy and you're allowing them to fire off on the ball, I mean, that's pretty tough. And that defense is stout. I know they didn't play anybody, but nonetheless, like we had a commentator or whatever earlier in the week, those are 11 NFL guys. So that's no joke. And so, I'm hoping they're gelling, because they're gelling at the right time. And, here's another thing. I hope I'm not running down a kid, but someone posted on there, a couple of you posted that Drew Richmond didn't seem to be much into the game, kind of sulking about that, and that kind of brings me down a little bit.
Drew Richmond, I mean, moving the guard, I don't think he's a tackle. Don't think he's a tackle, but that would ruin our West Tennessee ties.
Yeah.
No, I don't be surprised if he ends up a Memphis Tiger somewhere down the line.
I mean, good riddance. But, I mean, hey, I'm super pumped about Tennessee finally beating Florida. I was a junior in high school last time Tennessee beat Florida. So, let's go Vols, and hopefully we blow out Georgia in Athens, just like Ole Miss did today.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you feel really homesick. You ready?
Yeah.
Tell them, Dubsy, what's going on right now on Cumberland Avenue.
We've got a mattress on fire outside the Papa John's on campus right now.
Oh,
thanks. Yes.
Did a little crunk.
Yeah!
It's the first mattress burning since Lane Kiffin left in 2009.
Yes, it's symbolic. What about the recruits?
One thing I do want to say was my wife, she's a huge Texas fan.
Yeah.
She does not know how to take Tennessee fans yet.
Yes.
And she's finally experienced what excitement we have whenever we play and we win.
This is real. This is real. And this is real.
This is my exorcism. I mean, I'm still pinching myself. I'm still pinching myself. Let's go. Let's win out. And you know what? Next time we come to Knoxville, Bama, you can go to hell. We're going to beat the hell out of you. Let's go.
Thank you, brother.
If you are a dumpster.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, man.
Yeah.
If you are a dumpster, you better watch yourself tonight.
Oh, no question. 865-200.
Not that I'm encouraging such behavior.
865
Pyromania is
200-5402. When mattresses start getting lit ablaze, you know that happy days are here again. Ben Galloway, Clemson Ben, told me, or Ben from Clemson, South Carolina, Twisty T online, he told me that people were jumping into the Tennessee River after the game today, and he's one of them. And Cinco, he's like you. He said it was so damn hot in that stadium. By the time they got back down there to where Calhoun's was, one guy jumped in, and everybody just followed. A bunch
awesome.
Of them just jumped into the river. Cinco, it was hot in the stadium, right?
Dude, I mean, I don't know what it said on the thermometer. The only two games that compared to me were when we played Wyoming in Nashville, you know, several years ago, and a UCLA game in 92 or
92.
Something. I mean, it just there was like two clouds the whole day. It just felt like the sun was flipping you off and just bringing it.
It was hot.
That UCLA game.
I mean, it was more than
they let
hot.
The
it
band
was,
take off their uniforms for the first time in like
yeah.
ever.
people were getting really sick at that UCLA game. In fact, I believe Smokey died that game. If memory serves me, I think that's right. The surface got so hot. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony! This is the Prankster in Atlanta. And here's the deal. It's 21-0. I'm watching it from my house. I have to go to a freaking wedding. I don't see what happens. I look down at my phone. It's 21-3. I have to turn off the phone. I come back. It's 31-21. So what happened here? We are loving the Vols. Let's go, B-Vols! There's some fan reaction.
I love it, man. Now tell me this. Where was the wedding?
It was in Marietta, Georgia. It was our CEO's daughter's wedding, so it had to go.
Oh, no. Do they know it's college football season?
I know. They're Georgia fans. What do you expect?
Yeah, but you can't get it was even a Georgia Saturday.
I know. It was a Georgia Saturday. They had a Georgia mascot at the game, or at the wedding. It was terrible.
Did they whip it like Georgia got beat today?
Yes, they did.
Did they kick it when it was down? Like we're going to next week?
Yes.
Georgia getting
crunk. I'm on my way home. I can't wait to watch the second half. And all I was thinking at halftime was, I'm going to be with Tony till 2 a.m. the morning. Misery loves company again. And then I thought, no, Tony believes. And we believe. And here we are.
I
can't wait to get home. Watch the game.
Me and Dubsy this morning were exchanging text, and we've all leaved, gone into this game. Dubsy vol-leaved, I vol-leaved, Cinco vol-leaved. Cinco, people were asking us at our remote the other day, what do you guys really think is going to happen? And we were looking at them like, what do you think, it's for entertainment purposes only? I ain't some damn idiot, and this ain't my first rodeo. And if I didn't think they were winning, I wouldn't have said they were winning. Tennessee won. Go ahead, Cinco.
I don't have all that confidence or anything, but I went and bought three bottles of champagne and took them to the game.
Thank you. And I bet it was sweet as it could be outside with your buddies.
Suck on that, McElwain.
This just doesn't happen to Florida. I mean, this is the freaking Florida Gators.
Hey,
they haven't lost a game in this fashion. They were up, I think, 23 points in like 0-3 against Miami of Florida. And that is the last time they have blown this kind of a lead. Any place, anywhere.
Spurrier 20 years ago did it to that one Florida State team that I think played for a national championship,
right.
Like 31-3 or whatever.
Yeah,
but it doesn't happen to those guys much. It just doesn't. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tony, are we on that Total app right now?
We're totally app.
All right, so anyway, we're watching it outside, and this guy behind me, they showed
Careful.
McElwain on there.
Careful, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Then I better not say anything.
Yeah, don't say it. But I'll use my imagination.
I'll tell you off the air, it is one of the greatest lines I've ever heard in my life.
I want to hear it.
You know what we haven't heard from tonight? Are people saying the interactions they've had with Florida fans? How big was the Florida? Because Florida didn't travel like they usually do. Those people don't believe in their guy or their program.
Well, they're a bunch of fair weather fans.
They really are.
I mean,
they're not deserving.
They're not going to travel with their team.
Yeah, there were some hardcore fans, obviously, that were on the flight this morning that I had to connect in. Came in through Atlanta to Knoxville.
Not many here.
And there were not many. I mean, there were a few, but there were not, you know. I mean, it was funny. It was a Tennessee-loaded plane.
I had a bunch of chumps.
Guys, I think App State had more people there in Florida. Yes or no?
If you don't include the band? Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. Mattresses are burning. Ladies and gentlemen, on Cumberland Avenue, we can confirm.
You can see the light from many miles away.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction.
Hey, Tony. Strider here.
Hey, brother. Welcome in.
I'm going back, flashing back to the 90s here, talking to you and Dubsy both on the radio, man.
We've all lived.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't going to believe it till I seen it. Well, I told you that Thursday, but I am so glad we finally did what we should have done for several times over this 11-game stretch. The play you were talking about earlier with Jennings tightroping the sidelines and you know, tipping the ball back and forth. I guess you noticed that he just faked Tabor out of his jock strap to get open, right?
Tabor fell down on the play. Tabor had a long afternoon.
Yeah. Did you hear Jennings' interview with Tim Priest after the game?
No, I do this.
Huh?
No, I do this. I couldn't hear his interview.
Oh, I understand. It was pretty cool. Priest asked him what happened. He said, well, it's just a simple go. Gave him a hard move outside, then back inside, and when I went back outside, it was just too much for him.
Tony, what time do you actually start your show after the game?
As soon as the game ends.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So, did you, Cinco, did Tim Priest play defensive back? Did you guys talk at all about that play at your tailgate, the way he just used Tabor there?
Yeah, well, what he said that was the best part of the interview. He said he asked him, he said, I stuck my foot in the ground. I saw him go down. He said, I knew it was six for Jennings. And then he said after he'd run his mouth all the time, he said, did he come up to you after the game? And he said, Jennings told him, he said, I believe Tabor was the first one off the field.
Yeah. So that was the best, yeah.
Wow. That's how those guys usually are, man. That's how they are.
Usually how clowns are.
Yep, clowns are clowns. Good point, Eric.
Tony, have you noticed that Michael Wayne looks very much like one of our local celebrities here in Knoxville?
No. Who does he look like locally?
Meteorologist Bob Becker.
I've never thought about that. Wow. I tell you what McElwain looks like, no joke. He looks like a guy that could eat both sides of an apple through a picket fence, corn all. And I thank you for the call.
I don't even know what that means. That's hysterical.
I've heard he eats his corn the long way.
That's so stupid. Oh, he could eat a good chunk of Barney Boy's pizza today. Barney Boy from Virginia, Cinco, they sent me a picture today from that pizza. Barney Boy had a 6x4 pizza on his pool table. It's the most insane looking thing I've ever seen. And they sent me as Arkansas takes a 16-10, pending the extra point, 17-10 lead as they're getting near halftime. As that game's being played in Jerry's World tonight, yes, Arkansas and A&M, an old school Southwest Conference battle down there.
Tony, I'm glad that the refs didn't job Auburn at the end of that game, happened to. I'm no fan of Oklahoma State, but I hate it when referees or when people like Duke last year get the raw end of the deal like that. I'm glad they went back and took a look at that. That made my day because they deserve that win.
I totally agree. If you're going to do replay, here's my contention. If you're going to use replay, have the guts to get it right. That's all. Have the guts to get it right. Have the guts and to go back and say at the end of a game, hey, we got bad news for you. You just scored a touchdown, but it ain't going to happen. Let's go back to the phones. And get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your smart way, Garza Law Firm, Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, a place where we talk about it like real fans. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome in.
Calling in from Minneapolis. It's late night. Great day when anybody beats the Gators. Dobbs looked pretty good. Glad he didn't get frustrated.
Minneapolis, may I say, is one of my favorite towns in North America. I think it's beautiful there. I love the people there. I love the lakes.
That new football stadium they have is awesome.
That is a gorgeous place.
It's pretty nice. I'll come visit.
Thank you. I will.
So I got two questions. One, how healthy is everybody looking going into Athens?
I was told there were no significant injuries coming out of this game. Other than the guys that were banged up going into the game.
Yep. And here's what I'm not expecting. I'm not expecting Reeves Maben to play much based on what I know about him. And it was confirmed this week. And Cinco, I think we saw today that we had good information on him earlier in the week. I also do believe that We're our middle linebacker. We're not gonna have him, barring the unforeseen. I'm talking about, help me out, guys. Our sophomore Kirkland. It's 4 hours later. So obviously we're not gonna have Sutton in our back end. And so to answer your question, today was not a costly day from that standpoint, other than what's already there.
Well, here's something pretty cool about Reeves Maven. They said that, I don't know if it got on the air, but someone was telling us that down in the locker room that actually Reeves Maven went to the coaches and told them during the game, he said, Bates, the way my shoulder is, Bates and the other guys, I have as much confidence in them as I can. He said they can do a better job than I can in this condition.
That's awesome.
And just went and told those kids, you can do this.
That's
awesome.
And they went
out and did it. Yeah.
That's great. That's great insight, and that's great leadership. I love hearing that, man.
And then I got a follow-up. How far do you think Florida and Georgia's fallen in the rankings this week?
It's a great question. Georgia was two slots ahead of us. We were 12. They were 10, right? Or something in that neighborhood.
I think so.
Georgia, I believe, based on the performance today, just absolutely getting eviscerated, for lack of a better term.
And plus
they're gonna fall out of the top 20, I believe.
Plus that combined with that, and yes, it was a win, but I'm not really sure that you can really defend what they did against Nicholls State.
No, or Missouri. Had to have a last second score to beat a pedestrian Missouri team.
Florida might fall out. If Florida was 19th, they might fall out. I think Georgia will tumble, but I don't think they fall out of the 25.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to be 20 or so, maybe, is what I'm thinking.
At best.
You said I was killing you. Why are we killing you?
I grew up in Athens, so I just drew a little scouting for next week, seeing how y'all are feeling today.
So you're a Georgia fan?
I am. Married a Vol, so I wore orange today. So
can I ask you this? What was your thoughts on Georgia's performance? Because I'll tell you this, full disclosure, I'm a Tennessee fan, but I love that Chubb kid. I think he's a great story, and I think it's incredible that he came back as quickly as he did, and I think he's an awesome kid, too, kind of like Jalen Reeves-Maven is a great kid here. I think he's a good teammate there based on everything I know, and he's a guy you can kind of cheer for. I hated seeing him get hurt today, and I'm wondering...
It hurt to watch.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if they held him out because they knew that game was out of reach early, and we're just going to count our losses and regroup for Tennessee next week, a divisional game, or if he's really hurt. But I'm just wondering your thoughts on the state of Georgia going into next week.
Well, I'm not a big Kirby Smart fan.
You're smart.
He's trying to pull a Saban on us, and we've never been Alabama football. I mean, we ride our running backs to the W every time. That's us. But today felt like the 90s. It was Tennessee and Florida playing for the East, and all I can think is, can we bring Michael Jordan back to play for the Bulls? I mean, it's Georgia's team. I don't think we got it this year. I'm not going to say that next week, because go Dawgs, but it was always good to see anybody beat the Gators.
I got to say this to you. You are an incredible, not good, you are an incredible caller. You are so knowledgeable. Cinco, did you hear her breaking that down?
That was a treat.
I mean, a treat.
I think if you're a Georgia fan, I think a couple things that, you know, I'm one of the only guys around here that I've never been a fan of who's the officer coordinator that used to be here? Chaney. I've never been a fan of his. I think he abandons the run way too quick, and I think was so much was made of Easton that, you know, he's in a tough spot because he's supposed to be the savior.
Yeah.
And he's just not given it, you know, it's too much. It's too much for the kid. I mean, anybody in that position would have a tough time.
Yeah.
And, so who knows, but man, they'll show up. Georgia's, they got a ton of talent, man.
I'll tell you what didn't help them today either, too, and you can attest to this, my caller up in beautiful Minneapolis. What didn't help them was they had several drops in the first part of that football game when it was in doubt.
Horrible.
And you can't do that to a true freshman quarterback. It's hard enough playing against Ole Miss, guys, has Rolls-Royce talent. They're very good.
Quarterback can play, man.
And their quarterback can flat play. And they obliterated Georgia's secondary today. He attacked them now downfield with those big receivers.
Did I hear you say Chubb got hurt again?
Yes, he did.
I didn't get...
He hurt his ankle again. He hurt the same ankle. It's terrible.
I was just reading something where who's the coach down there? Kirby Smart was saying he wanted to come back into the game.
Okay.
So that would indicate that it's not a catastrophic injury.
I'm going to tell you this right now. There ain't nobody in the Eastern Division, us included, that wants anything to do with Ole Miss after watching them today. They are nasty. That is a I tell you what, for those guys to be 2-2, that is a nasty, nasty football team. I mean nasty.
Well, we were having a discussion earlier in the day.
Yeah.
A serious conversation about could everybody in the West literally beat everybody in the East with the exception of Mississippi State. And they could beat the lower half of the East.
Not Auburn.
LSU's struggling.
Not LSU.
Right now.
But three or four of those teams probably could. Like Arkansas and A&M, I mean, they're playing each other to a dead level 17-all draw, and this football game here in the second half is going to be nasty, those two teams. That's fun to watch right there. Hey, anything else for us from beautiful Indianapolis tonight? And have you...
Minneapolis.
I'm sorry, Minneapolis.
The Great White North.
Have you been to the spot where Mary Tyler Moore threw her cap in the air?
I have.
It's awesome. Have you been through some of those lakes? Let me tell you this about Minneapolis. My favorite part of it is they have a tremendous vinyl, two tremendous vinyl record stores downtown in Minneapolis. Great culture there. I love that place.
Long live Prince.
Viva la Prince.
Viva la Prince.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you. Have a great night. God, that lady was so next level. I think I'm in love. She's getting hearts on the Periscope here. 865-200-5402. We're 3.5 hours in, sports fans. I've got to, what do I got to do? I've got to stand up here and stretch her on out here. Let me stretch her on out.
I'm going to have to
peel
off,
though. You're listening to the best post-game fan show.
Love you, Cinco. Thanks.
The Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, where the Big Orange Universe gets together after every Tennessee football game. Presented by Smart Way, where Professor Smarty makes buying brand name furniture, TVs, appliances, etc. as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Smart Way. Be smart, buy smart, the Smart Way.
Now, here's your host, the man who's been keeping it real for ball fans for nearly a quarter century. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Basilio.
TB back with you. Live in the studio, I am Basilio. Awesome, awesome day. Tennessee wins. And if y'all are listening upstairs, I could use a couple of Advil right now. Not Xanax tonight, though. A couple of our previous efforts on here. It is unbelievable how blessed we are to be with you tonight. Tennessee victorious, 38-28 in Neyland Stadium today. The Volunteers just smashed Florida's face into the ground today with statistics that defy logic. Tennessee in that game today, on that Florida defense, 500 total yards. 500 total yards.
And how much is that in the second half? I mean, in the first half, it was a struggle. I remember looking up the stats and seeing that around halftime that Florida had almost exactly 300 yards.
Yep.
And at the end of the third quarter, I think they had 302.
Yeah, they were held to 8 yards in the,
was
in
it
the
yards?
Third quarter. They went three and out 6 consecutive times.
Tony,
you do that in a football game? In a championship game? Come on, brah. You're going to win a lot of games.
Like I said, we were getting the standing 8 count.
Yep. It's a great point. And here's the thing. If it's a boxing match, we got a standing 8 count, and we didn't knock them out. We We beat the hell out of them. We won all rounds. We went from a standing eight count in like the fourth round, fifth round in a 12-round fight to beating them going away. We blew them out. Have you ever seen anything like that, Russell? Just thinking about 4 hours later, that whole deal.
Just a total turnaround.
Total turnaround. Turnaround in Tokyo by the babies. Las Vegas turnaround, Hall & Oates. Just a total turnaround. Turn around, let me see you. Sorry.
I just got to say it real simple. I and you know, I don't usually get into the...
You're five beers in, so go ahead.
That's not quite true, but I'm at least one beer in. But seriously, I mean, how can you not be... I know that there's been some people that have been critical about certain individual parts of the game and certain things that happen. But at the end of the day, how can you not be, at least in this 1 week, proud of this team?
Oh, I've never,
oh, you have to be.
I've never been more proud of anything I've ever seen in my life in sports. That's crazy. I mean, you have all those injuries on defense. You're down 21-3. You score 38 consecutive points. I mean, what the hell? Out of nowhere?
And
who saw that
coming?
You get
the ball in the second half, and you drive down there and throw another interception, and it's kind of like, I mean, you just felt dead in the water at that point.
Right.
And talk about the snowball effect of just...
Right.
I mean, just... They never saw what hit them, man.
Let's go back to the phones. The mental toughness of that is just... I don't even know where to start. Let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Yes, hello and welcome in.
Hey, how you guys
doing? Hey, how you doing?
We're doing pretty good. You know, I lost my voice a little bit, but got to be screaming for YouTube ball.
Yeah, you know, it's Sushi Spot Shane came in here earlier. And by the way, Sushi Spot Shane, that was unbelievable what you brought us. It hit the spot. It's going to keep us going. It's great brain food. Thank you, sir. But, yeah, you don't lose your voice a little bit. I mean, what good is it, right?
Exactly. Now, you know, I did have a little bit of a question. Well, first off, I'd like to say I'm a legacy listener. My mom turned me on to this. We're in the car right now. I'm heading back to Cookeville, Tennessee.
Thank you.
But, so, you know, I love the game. Amazing game. Loved it. I did have a little bit of a problem, though. I mean, the crowd was booing a little bit too much. So I appreciate everything the team did, and appreciate everything the crowd was doing tonight. You know, they're going crazy. We got it up for a while, but a little bit too much booing, I felt like. What's your take on it?
I tell you what I don't like. Russell touched on this earlier. I don't like our crowd booing opposing teams when they're down and when they're hurt. There's a coarseness, and it's not just our crowd, it's all these crowds now. These are not professional athletes. I don't like that. I do think at the end of the first half our crowd was booing the play calling.
I think so too.
Not so much the kids.
Yeah.
They were booing the play calling because they wanted them to move the ball down or take shots down the field. I was on at halftime doing filling in for Dubsy on the Periscope at halftime today. I never do that, but since Dubsy wasn't there, I decided to fill the void. And the thing I said is, I agreed with that. I think you're 21-3. You're in the game. I mean, as it turns out, you were really in the game. If you think about it, guys, if you do what the fans wanted you to do there, and you get a ball picked off, and there's no telling. If it goes the other way, we've seen that happen in our stadium, and it's 28-3. That game's over.
Well, and everything offensively was such a struggle for Tennessee in the first half. What
yep.
made you think that Tennessee was going to be able to strike quickly at
That's
that
right.
point? I didn't. You know, I thought they got the ball, and they ran. They gave a handoff to Hurd. And then they just let the clock run out. I thought they might run another play, not necessarily a bomb taking a shot, but, you know, run Dobbs or see if you can pop one for 10 or 15 yards. And then maybe you try some. I was surprised that they just let the clock run out. But, I mean.
I didn't think our crowd was booing our kids. I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, they were booing the conservative nature of the play calling.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we do a thing that's a little Mark Richtish. We don't let. And this is one of the things that got him eventually run out of Georgia. People in Georgia felt like we've oftentimes have the most talented team on the field by a wide margin. We don't let our guys play. And sometimes under Butch Jones, Tennessee gets a little bit like that. He gets so close to the vest in what he's doing, he doesn't turn guys loose. When we were down 21-3, and then after the interception in the end zone, our back's kind of against the wall.
It was like the Georgia game last year.
Yeah, and we had to turn our guys loose.
They went for that fourth down in from around the – I mean, they could have kicked a field goal from around the 25-yard line.
And the best I ever saw Mark Richt at Georgia was when they were trailing because he had to let them play.
You just get that don't give a darn attitude.
Yeah.
What's the difference? We're on house money.
The pressure goes away.
Anything else for us as you head back to Cookeville, and thank you for being there.
You know, I just want to say I appreciate the show. You guys put on do some good work here, and go Big Orange.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you. Go Big Orange back to you, and I'm glad you enjoyed the game, and I hope you have a safe trip back to beautiful Cookeville.
The Hub City.
The Hub City, home of WHUB. Let's go back to the phones, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us tonight, we'd love to hear from you on a victorious Tennessee evening. And as I said, I will take the calls as long as they come in. And I've got a couple folks that want to talk, and if you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. On a night when Tennessee's victorious, Michigan blows out Penn State, Duke goes into, guys, Notre Dame. How about David Cutcliffe? They're 2-2.
Coach,
it's a rebuilding year for him. He's done a hell of a job at Duke.
He's a fine football coach.
He really is.
No doubt about it.
I mean, I had
a fresh coat on today.
I was against Fred. You mean his hair?
Yeah.
And I love when old men do that.
It's great. I mean, he's 65 years old and
looks
his
like
hair's
Dave
darker
Hart.
Than mine.
He's got his own golden dome.
Yeah. Looks like Dave Hart. I like the brown, the old man brown, like that Les Miles is wearing. Les Miles and Saban both go to
it's
the
got
same.
The sheen on it. Yeah. And kinda.
It's just brown. Straight brown. It's like Buster Brown's shoes almost.
The polish. That yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight brown. Kind of like you in 10 years. Let's go back to the phones to get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Yes, you're on the Smart Way Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter family action.
Is this me?
That is you. Welcome in.
Oh, okay. This is Terry in Atlanta.
Hey, buddy.
You needed to catch me about six beers ago. But
no, sir. We need to wait six more beers, maybe.
Look. You know what? I said all along, Jones has been learning on the job, and he showed it today. I mean, you've said it, I've said it. I want the guy to succeed. He is, I believe he's got the feeling, and he understands it, and he knows what he has to do. He, you know, three times inside the 10-yard line in the first half and not scoring, that's depressing as hell. I mean, you know it and I know it, and I felt that way at the half, stuck with the game, et cetera. I've got one question for you. You know the guy who calls in all the time, and I didn't get to hear probably the first hour and a half because I'm standing in my driveway drinking a beer, enjoying it myself because I just came back from a week in Florida, and I got here 5 minutes before kickoff to my house, and I went in, watched kickoff, game's over. I walk out in the driveway, and I'm listening to you guys. You know the guy who calls in, oh, they got 12 tight ends, and they got all that. Did that guy call in and say, I was wrong? I don't even know. Do you call him Negative Ball or whatever his name is? He comes on and he's about as depressing as you can be.
Now, who are we talking about?
I'm not sure what the guy's name is. But he called in last week. Oh, we don't do this. We don't do that. You got 12. We're not recruiting the right players and we're doing all this other stuff.
Sounds like Russell Smith.
Now, is that him?
Was that you, Dubs?
No.
Was that?
No, it's not him.
Are you sure?
Come on,
Dubsy.
Stop it.
There's a guy who calls in, and he just is so negative.
Willie.
I hope he called in.
Orange juice. It's that Rick Barnes fan, orange juice.
Yes, he is.
That's who it is. He's a big Rick Barnes guy. Orange.
Did he call in and go, oh, I was all wrong and all?
Oh, no.
Well, you need to call him like you did.
That's not my style. That's not my style. See, here's what we do here. Everybody gets their say. You know,
I listen to you.
But here's the thing, T. Today, I thought Tennessee would win the game, and it wasn't because of coaching. It was just time. And that's why the streak ended today.
And
there's something to be said
for
that.
And I agree. The two guys who stand out in my mind in the game, first off, I mean, come on, guys. You talk about gamers. I talk about them all the time. Lo and behold, Dobbs is a gamer. I mean, he just, I mean, he had two touchdown passes. Kamara dropped one, and who's the guy in the corner who dropped the one in the corner? He had two touchdown passes dropped in the first quarter, in the first half. He's just a gamer. And the other gamer,
Jennings.
The safety.
Todd Kelly Jr.?
Todd Kelly Jr.
Was awesome today.
That guy's around the ball. He's
always around the ball. He recovered the onside kick.
He just hammers people.
Yeah, and he's not the fastest guy in the world. He's just not.
No, he's
always around the football. He just has an instinct to play that game.
Just like his daddy.
Just like his dad.
Oh, my gosh.
His dad. I mean, every time I watch him, I go, damn, that's his dad.
Yeah. His dad lived around the football, even though his dad was a defensive end and he was a great player. But, that kid is such a great kid, too. You know what's amazing? He's wearing that Xavier Dobson's jersey today. It's the 24th of September. Today's the 24th. He wears number 24. Think about that.
I didn't even think about that.
It gives you chills.
It is.
And he recovers the onside kick. Think about that. And he makes the big interception that we turn into 7 points.
But how many times in big games have you seen him do that? He just, on defense, he's around the ball. I'm going to tell you what. Shoot. He may not figure you out until sometime in the second quarter, but the time he figures you out, he's pretty damn tight. I mean, the guy can dial it up for his defense and figure out what they need to do. I mean, and in the second half, Florida's offense, I told my wife, I was sitting there watching the game, I said, we wore their offensive line out in the first half. I said, that had to be part of the game plan because I said, their offensive line can't do crap now. I said, because the heat has gotten to them. They showed a thermometer on the sidelines right before the game started. It was 108 degrees. 108 degrees trying to play football with all that equipment on.
Can you imagine if there was artificial surface in that place? I'm going to tell you something about today, T. Today was smoking, not hot.
I heard Sean say that.
I mean, for it being at the end of September, that's as hot as I can ever, in the 30 years I've been here, that's easily the hottest day on this date that I've experienced.
Yeah. This late, yeah.
This late. I mean, it was smoking hot.
It took its toll. I couldn't believe how I was concerned about
our
Florida's
kids.
Offensive line pushing us out of the way they did in the first half. But I mean, they had players dropping left and right. And I would have expected two things. I would have expected Tabor to at least have stayed out there. I didn't see any pictures of, you know, when they were scanning the players, after the game. I saw no pictures of him with anybody or shaking hands or anything else.
The account was that he walked right off the field.
Well,
and the other thing,
Jones was walking off the field afterwards. You know who he had his arm around?
His son?
Jones.
Yeah, his son.
No, not Jones. who's the offensive lineman who's been in the doghouse?
Coleman Thomas?
No, no, the guy who he didn't start playing until just last game.
Chance Hall?
Jack
Jones. Jack Jones.
Jack. He had his arm around Jack Jones.
That's nice. I don't think he was in the
doghouse. I mean, they showed it on national TV. He had his arm around him, and I thought, wow. You know, Dobbs is a gamer. I mean, one of his problems, if you remember back when he was a freshman, just starting to a sophomore, and they were trying to play him a little bit, was he doesn't practice well. He doesn't practice well. But he's a gamer. He's a winner. Put him out there and let him do his thing. I mean, we've all seen those. We've all, experienced it over the years. And I'm going to tell you, I saw the huge comeback, and I think Tony Robinson was the one who did it. The huge comeback we did against Alabama that time where they were beating us like, they were beating our brains out at halftime, and we were all sitting there and people were already leaving and stuff, and I don't even remember the year, but I think it was Tony Robbins, and they came back and beat them. I watched the Notre Dame game on TV. All the Georgia fans came over this afternoon. Oh, you're going to beat the shit out of us and all this other stuff this afternoon. And I thought, well, I hope we do, but you know what? Today was worth it. I don't have to listen to the Florida fan on the corner anymore or anything else. I appreciate your show. I appreciate both you guys, or all three of you guys.
Thank you, brother.
I know Vino's not there.
Now Vino's taking probably asleep, truth be told. Thank you, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you. I bet Vino's into his second glass of Metamucil by now. Vino's into the Vino. 865-200-5402. The Periscopers are... Y'all are some brutal, brutal people. Some guy just told me I suck at Periscope, and I gave him the number one sign, which really wasn't nice of me. Rustic Beard guys give me some love. Honky Lip said, move on, Stallion. Have you seen Joey Galloway's Saban hair on ESPN at the half? I have not. Joey Galloway apparently has brown hair now. That's neat. I've always liked black people with brown hair. 865-200-5402. We're going to go back to the busy phones and get as many people in the mix and in the hunt as humanly possible. We'll go through some of the recruiting hardware that was in Neyland Stadium here momentarily. Dubsy's going to do that. That's his forte. Let's go back to our phones, Gary. Next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, guys. How's things up in Knoxville? It's pretty good down Monroe County.
Brother, I'm going to tell you this right now. We're feeling like champions right now. Feels like 98.
Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, man.
I'll tell you what. Maybe... The most enjoyable win that I can remember since Will Hort's field goal went to the uprights. I hung with them. I was down like everybody else, but I didn't let myself get too high before the game or too low even when we were down 21-0. But Juwan Jennings, why is this kid not played more? They keep our good players hid, it seems like, but, we had some really good quotes, which you all went over, but there was one or tweet on 247. They had a picture of him standing there, and they're showing his feet. He's wearing alligator boots, and he said, we're done hunting.
That's awesome. Hey, those kids should enjoy that. Our kids showed restraint. Their kids showed what you should show in a series like that. Hey, look, when you beat somebody 11 times in a row, you don't respect them. You know they're going to choke. You know they're going to gag. But Tennessee flipped the script on them, and there's something to be said for that, Iwad.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that was the thing that just blew my mind is I hate to say it. I don't want to be the doubting Thomas, but I was having a couple of moments there when we're blowing red zone opportunities and we have greasy-handed receivers dropping balls, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Josh Dobbs isn't the most accurate passer in the world,
no.
But when he puts it on the numbers or in your hands, you got to catch it because there's a certain limit to, you know, his skill as a pure passer.
There's no question.
And I'm thinking to myself, this only happens in this blasted game.
And you know what his secondary or his receivers, Don, really bailed him out when – they didn't bail him out. That's too strong of a word. But in the second half, the balls that were thrown near them –
They
turned into receptions, including the great catch by number 15 when he tips to himself three or four times. And the truth is, that wasn't a great pass, but it was in the neighborhood, and he turned it into a reception.
Well, even though we didn't score on that first time down in the red zone in the second half, I thought the best catch of the night had to be the one where he went over the defensive back. And pulled it in and gave us a big first down. The guys, I just don't understand. I mean, if we can go and do what we did in the second half, and I know every game's a game in and of itself, but between Jennings and Tyler Bird and Malone, if this team wants to throw and ring up points, this team can throw and ring up points. I believe that. It's too good a night to complain about a lot, regardless of what happened in the first half. But it just kills me that not only do we open every drive with the same play, but we go and we'd hit a pass 20, 25 yards. Big play. Run up to the line of scrimmage, like we're really going to do something, and we run that same play. We hand it off to number one in the backfield, and
Don, five, four, three, two. Yeah, I'm counting you down, and you're out of here.
It's like I want to sing him a Christmas carol.
Goodness gracious.
It's okay,
I mean, damn, man. We won.
We broke an 11-year streak against
Don's
the team that is
because we're playing the right. What are we,
you know,
Alabama?
They may be right, but let's wait till Wednesday before we.
Yeah.
We remember how collectively miserable we are.
Good,
let's give it a couple of days.
Donnie,
come on,
baby.
Was that Don in Sweetwater?
Don goes, don't do that to me. I'm like, well, then don't get on here and bitch. We haven't won in 11 years.
I don't care how. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I mean, what in the world, Don?
I mean,
you won decisively. It wasn't like it came down to some stroke of luck.
Somebody on Periscope just said Don's honeymoon wasn't any better.
Oh,
I don't know anything about that, Don. That's a cheap shot.
That is a cheap shot.
Low.
We're going to go to the phones. 865-200-5402. If you want to jump in the mix and in the hunt with us. Wow. Bob Shoup, guys, one question. He mentioned Williams before. Where is Preston Williams? Is he in, like, witness protection?
He got hurt in that first game, and then he had the fumble.
The ball that was bounced off last his...
Yeah, they need to get him going.
I'll tell you what, there's some people on Twitter right now like a lot asking if...
we're down to an 8-man rotation at wide receiver.
They can put some money in a PayPal account for all this, what we're doing here. That's a pretty good idea. We ought to start a little fun. Like a tip jar.
There you go.
I'm surprised, though. I thought that Preston Williams
but
would be the man.
That hadn't come up till now? Or? Oh.
No, I thought Preston Williams would kind of be the big play guy. I hadn't given up on Malone, but kind of thought that maybe he was a little bit overrated. Malone's just dominating right now. And if they're able to get Malone and Josh Smith back into it, then, I mean, you saw, we knew these receivers were talented, and they showed that today.
The Juwan Jennings thing. I had no idea. I've seen bits of it. But
let me tell you something.
It was a catalog today, man.
You want to watch him play? You put him on defense. You want to see a guy can play. You stick that guy at safety.
Oh, God.
You watch him play. I am not lying to you.
I'm glad he was playing receiver today.
And I'll tell you this, too. Tyler Bird's another one. You put him out there at cornerback, yeah, and you watch what I'm looking at. Because I can promise you he can play. 865-200-5402. Stacy Lawson says, Don missed his calling as a crisis counselor. It's okay, kid. Jump. You won't feel anything. After about 10 seconds, make sure you land squarely
in the
middle. You
know what? Maybe it is just bad enough that you should...
I mean, Don from Sweetwater. Goodness gracious. Doug Spencer says the Vols should put Oregon Duck stickers on the back of their helmets the rest of the season. I love that. I would earn that.
You see... Oregon got beat today by Colorado.
You know what Oregon is? They are the shizzling drits.
Well, they're the you really like that phrase now. They're the team that hands off their star coach leaves and they just give it to the next guy instead of going out there. And the next, Mark Helfrich, kind of maintains for a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, but slowly it starts to slide and they're sliding back right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
They're done. All that, look. All that shoe company money and all that recruiting, it doesn't another minute buy if you can't coach. They'll go get some hot shot. They might go get the guy from Houston to stick. Somebody's going to get that guy from Houston.
Oh,
he's a great coach.
He's Brian Kelly.
He's a young Urban Meyer is what he is.
Brian's got a little bit of issue with himself right now. But
John Hedrick says, you got to go back and listen to the call on the 67-yard touchdown to Jennings. Tim Priest, who I absolutely love, apparently started screaming, get you some of that, Tabor. I love Tim Priest.
Oh,
Tim Priest,
beautiful.
So blood and guts. He's so blood and guts. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in the mix and in the hunt. You Twidiots are keeping me going tonight. Let's go back to the phones. I don't know. Did you guys see what line I left off with? 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Do you notice, Ewad?
No, I just see a whole bunch of blinking lights. This is unbelievable.
All lines are
almost
jammed.
Almost 4 hours, and all lines are jammed.
Jammed.
I don't keep up with it. I just hear voices pumped into my headphones periodically. Roll with it.
I love Tim Priest. Just like I love Burt Bertelkamp.
Wonder if we can find the audio of that. Steal it from the Vol Network. Get a little fine for you.
We're crushing them tonight. Yeah. We're crushing them. They're offering 45 minutes an hour of commercials. Let's go back.
I will say right now.
It's 11:22 p.m.
I will say this.
It's 11:22 p.m.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you people?
Somebody's about to be getting in a car and heading towards Chattanooga. But you know what? I will say this, and it was nice to see. At the end of the game, I walked down to the front of the press box, and I looked to my right. And I saw Bob Kessling with the biggest smile on his face. Because you think about during the last decade how many donkeys he's had to call.
Well, he's been a bad luck charm.
Man, but if you are listening, he had this...
Poor guy, he's been a bad luck charm.
How is the no cheering in the press box rule working today? Did we have some guys in orange shirts standing up and high-fiving each other? Was there some yelling and stuff going on?
There was a little bit, but not as bad.
Nobody had to be escorted out?
Yes, they didn't have to make any warning announcements.
Good to know that professionalism ruled the day.
I'm retweeting the Priest call. Poor Kessling, man. He has just been in the wrong place at the wrong time a whole bunch.
But it is nice when you've been wandering through the desert and you can get that sip of water.
Oh, I mean, to keep selling... That's why we needed a win. It's like, hey, man. Yeah, let's go back to the phones. It's tough. I don't even know where to start. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on the Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, the place where we talk about it like real fans. Welcome in.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
Let me tell you what, priest call, I forget the guy's name, but I think it was Marcus Tabor.
Jalen Tabor.
Tim Priest said, "How you like you some of that, Jalen Tabor?" It was beautiful. I mean, he basically called him out. But anyway, let me get to my call here.
Go right ahead, brah. Wait, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in beautiful Rocky Hill.
Brother, I got love beautiful.
I got my Tennessee flag flying.
I love beautiful Rocky Hill.
Well, the beautiful thing is, even from where I live, I can hear people honking their horns going down North Shore Drive for absolutely no reason at all.
Isn't that awesome, dude? And we had reports of a mattress down on Cumberland Avenue and on fire. Various people jumped into the Tennessee River after today's game was over. It has been pandemonium. Pandemonium, the late great Gorilla Monsoon, is running wild right now all over town.
Is it just not beautiful, though, Tone?
It's better than beautiful. Let me tell you something. You and I right now, I want you to think about this in your mind, okay? Because I don't know if you've had anything to drink today or not, but I'm going to ask you this, okay? Do you realize that we are talking right now, and thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, or maybe millions of people are listening to us tonight around the world, connected as one, by the love of this place and our university of Tennessee, which changed my life. Can you feel me?
Tone, I can't say that the University of Tennessee had changed my life, but I can tell you that I was born from a mother that absolutely adores the University of Tennessee. And when she feels bad, I feel bad. And she's felt bad for quite some time. And it's time that's over. Fortunately has a lot of vacations in Florida, and she has to deal with the wrath of those. I don't even know what you call those people down there.
Give me a word. What comes to your mind right now when you think of the Florida fans?
Well, I think they're called the Gators because they got big mouths. And they run their mouth a lot. And for the past for a whole decade, she's had to hear their mouths when we've gone on vacations or whatnot. And it's just, it's gotten to the point it's obnoxious. And it's so nice to know that when we go on vacation next year, we can tell them to shut up.
Will you talk trash to them?
Oh, do you think I'll talk trash to them? They've talked trash to me for 10 years.
What would you say to a Gator fan, like if one was sitting in front of you right now?
I probably don't need to put that on any kind of radio or anything. It wouldn't be nice, though.
Where do you all vacation?
We go from Fort Lauderdale all the way down to Miami Beach.
Brother, that sounds awesome. Si habla español?
No.
What have you had to drink tonight? Today?
Can we move on to another topic?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Couple services.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tone, this defensive coordinator, he's kind of like a little, have you ever read the book, Beautiful Mind?
No.
I saw the movie.
Really? Is it good?
Russell Crowe. Yeah.
Is that about
it's
autism?
It's an absolutely beautiful book.
Is that about autism?
That guy, the professor at MIT.
I don't think it's autism, is it, Rush?
Is that the one?
Yeah, he had a bunch of imaginary friends or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He was crazy as a loon.
But anyway, he thinks about things that you don't even pretend to know. He sees things that you don't ever see. And I think this defensive coordinator we got is, I think it almost takes him about a quarter, maybe a quarter and a half of football before he figures out your next move. But once he figures out your next move, he has got you absolutely screwed, blued, and tattooed.
It's kind of like Mr. Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off.
Mm-hmm. But
no, yeah. I think this guy's got a great point.
He actually does. Which
because if you think about what he did today, he's lost three of his top four players. Are you with me in Rocky Hill? Most
I'm with you.
Most coordinators would have gotten exploited in that situation. I mean, poor John Janzik last year, there'd have been smoke coming out of that box.
Oh, we got beat by three touchdowns.
So you're comparing our coordinator to the beautiful mind guy.